This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Corn and soybeans both had opposite reactions to the August WASDE report. We'll have more from Allendale right after this.
Rascal Flats, live. August 12th, 8 p.m. at Iowa State Fair Grandstand.
I like the sound of that.
Country music's greatest vocal group, Rascal Flatts. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and at the Iowa State Fair ticket office.
Ready for some summer nights, so come on.
Rascal Flatts live.
Most analysts were predicting a modest WASDE report, but several surprises caused opposite reactions in the corn and soybean markets. The biggest surprise was in the corn, where the USDA increased its corn yield estimate to 188.8 bushels per acre. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride said this was very bearish news.
Corn side, I think, was wildly bearish. They increased overall planted acres by 2.2 million acres. They increased yield by 7.8 bushels per the acre. So 188.8 bushels per acre on corn, on harvested acres of just shy of 89 million. So your overall supply of corn goes up by a billion bushels. So we're sitting on 16.742 billion bushels in production. Overall supply is just over 18 billion.
McBride said the adjustments to the corn usage numbers helped soften the blow a little bit.
Now, that was offset a little bit by some adjustments to usage. We saw feed and residual and ethanol all increased by 345 million. We saw exports increase by 200 million. So overall, 545 million bushel adjustment on the usage does soften the blow a little bit, but overall you get the ending stock increasing by 457 million and now sitting at 2.117 billion. So very, very bearish on the corn side.
For the rest of this story and more, visit iowaagnet.com. As always, find more marketing information at allendale-inc.com. On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.